Millions of Americans stand in line today to vote. Last night, thousands of Americans lined up to buy one of the most anticipated new video games of the year. Halo 4 is the latest installment of the popular franchise for the Microsoft Xbox 360. Some younger gamers refer to Halo as their Star Wars, a cultural touchstone. Now, after a five-year hiatus, the game's hero, Master Chief, returns. Noah Nelson reports.
My name is Quentin Red. I started playing Halo when I was in, like, sixth grade.
21-year-old Quentin Red is not your typical Halo player. He has sponsors and plays for money.
I started playing competitively around, like, the seventh or eighth grade, and I've been playing since. So I've been playing about, like, 7 or 8 years.
Red is a member of a team that competes in a gaming league that has millions of players.
And the guy at ring two is
outside. I can't kill him.
This is the sound of Red's team practicing. The guys are physically spread out across the country. California, North Carolina, Florida, and Arkansas. Halo is what you call a multiplayer game, meaning many people play at once from different locations online.
Most games you like die really quick, so it's more about like skill and strategy and teamwork.
Halo also has an epic story. Religious fanatics, who also happen to be aliens, are trying to wipe out humanity. Standing in their way, a cyborg warrior named Master Chief. Since Halo first came out 11 years ago, the franchise has been designed for multiple media platforms, like books, comics, and toys.
We have people who just read the fiction, or just buy the toys, or just collect the comic books.
Frank O'Connor is the franchise development director for 343 Industries, overseer of all things Halo for Microsoft.
And we have people who don't even play the games.
In the run-up to today's release, Microsoft launched a live-action web series on YouTube to draw newcomers into the Halo story. It's called Forward Unto Dawn, and it introduces a new character, a young cadet named Thomas Lasky.
We should flank them and force surrender.
Too close to flank, and Annie's never surrender.
Kadima and I can circle around. There's still time.
We can make it.
25 seconds. Guys.
An animated version of Lasky shows up in the video game, and to keep the revenues coming in, Microsoft is offering a weekly download that complements Halo 4, called Spartan Ops, which people can play or simply watch.
Remember, gamers are very savvy, and they can tell when they're being sold to, and they're also very paranoid.
That's veteran video game journalist Adam Sessler.
And so the idea of kind of embedding your marketing into the availability of narrative and the availability of story is probably the most effective route. They feel like they're getting something for giving you their attention.
Sessler admits that Halo's hero, Master Chief, is not as developed a character as someone like Star Wars' hero, Luke Skywalker. But like Skywalker, Master Chief inhabits a complex universe.
If you look at, I think, franchises with staying power, Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, Harry Potter, all of them have universes in which you could tell hundreds of stories.
Bonnie Ross is the general manager of 343 Industries.
And so when we're laying this foundation, it's not necessarily about making money, although we obviously all want to make money. It's about establishing a universe that people want to be in. And I think that does require multiple mediums to really do it justice.
Halo isn't the only game with a universe that unfolds across multiple platforms. But few companies have taken this strategy to such lengths. Few can afford to. In a marketplace crowded with cheap and free games, big game publishers are banking on elaborate story worlds to keep fans dedicated and willing to pay $60 or more for a game. For NPR News, I'm Noah Nelson.
Noah Nelson is a reporter for Turnstile News, a project of Youth Radio.